B-Pod Studios.
Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
It's Over Under 985, the podcast. I'm Joe Murray, Dan Lifshitz as well. We are known as the Bankroll Boys.
Yes, sir.
It's a Friday afternoon here. I believe the date is March 8th.
Correct.
We've done almost 40 shows.
Episode 34.
There you go. 34 is a great number. David Ortiz, Paul Pierce, I'm sure there's many others out there. Nolan Ryan.
We're definitely missing a big Red Sox.
Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson, yep.
There's just many of them, okay?
You said Ortiz, okay, yeah.
But we're approaching March Madness. And usually we start the show with what happened last week, and we start looking ahead or whatever, whatever. So last week wasn't good for me. And I'll tell you why. I didn't look into any situations. I just looked at the line. It's like sometimes when you're a radio host, you just read the headline. You just read the headline. You don't even read the story. It's like, oh, let's go off the headline. You know, the Maryland Penn State game.
Oh, gross, Joe.
Square written all over, right?
Yep.
What was there was a bunch of squares that went the wrong way.
That was a really bad one.
But I mean, no, this week was like square, 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 square. And now we're starting to see it as we're approaching conference tournaments. Totals, you have to watch out for. So we can look back at last week, but like I think this week is like more about like situational and teams playing off back-to-backs.
A lot of back-to-backs, conference tournaments. It's going to be, it's just different. The trying to do everything this week is going to be different, Joe. And the next few weeks is going to be different. So everyone has to adjust. And you've seen that in the past few weeks. I mean, and you've definitely noticed it. I've gone from playing a lot of dogs to playing a lot of favorites. And the reason is because I feel like the situations are changing, the lines are changing, we're starting to go towards more favorites. And so, I mean, last week, Joe, you know, Penn State was, I think, 2 weeks ago now, And this week, I mean, I think this week you had a pretty good week.
Overall, I've been, this week in particular, like heading into Friday, very good.
Yeah.
Yesterday was good. But this week, no. Marquette, 2 points. Marquette versus Seton Hall.
That was rough.
At Seton Hall. But you looked at it, it smelled fishy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I told you that I had a sharp group all over Seton Hall. And that line, I mean, to end the game the way they did, brutal.
So the line itself was fishy, but that was a Marquette choke job. You could be like, I've told you, you know, minus two didn't look. Forget about what it looked like. Marquette choked it. But sometimes, if it doesn't, what do we say on Toucher and Rich this week? If it looks like a fish and it smells like a fish,
it's probably a fish.
It's going to taste like a fish.
Probably a fish, yeah. And so I think that we talked about yesterday.
I saw you in the morning. What was the first thing you said to me?
Well, we were walking out in the parking lot. I said, Joe, whatever you do, do not take Marist. Because that was, to me, that was one of the worst lines of the day. I hated that play. And there was no way I was back in St. Peter's in that spot, but again, I hated that line, and St. Peter's won in overtime. They were getting drilled early, too. So, I mean, listen, that was a gross one. And so I think that we're going to have to really start watching out for these trap spots coming up in the next few weeks. A lot of conference tournament play. Totals are different. Everything's different. You need to change up your systems. You need to change up what you're doing, how you're doing it. And so that's going to be difficult for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I just was looking like on Thursday, yesterday, you mentioned the Marist game. Like, how many times has Winthrop gone to the tournament and they lose to a team called Charleston Southern? And if you watch that conference, they've been a hot team, right? I was just looking up and down yesterday. You had Wisconsin. That was the play you gave away.
I loved Wisconsin. Iowa has been terrible. Yes.
No, I didn't think they'd win by 20. Okay.
I think we said on Dutcher and Rich, I had them winning by 12 to 15.
Okay. That 20 points was great. The over under though, 140, that's the highest total I've seen Wisconsin have in months.
And Iowa, I mean, what is it lined at 140? I saw that and immediately thought, man, this has got to be an overplay but it didn't make any sense because I also lined it as an under. And you've noticed, I don't play a lot of totals. I'm just not as good at them. So I'd rather just play the stuff I'm good at. But yeah, I mean, that was very, very interesting. Just going back to the weekend, Joe. Just in general, I mean, the Celtics and the Warriors, very interesting line game. I'm surprised that, you know, more people didn't want to play the Celtics.
Well, went way under.
Way under. Way under. And I'm surprised that, actually, it wasn't that under. It was like 10 points under. Yeah. Wasn't as far under as I'm thinking, but I'm surprised that people weren't going to play the Celtics because they play them so tough. And I kept preaching on air last week, if the Celtics are going to turn their season around, it was going to be in that spot. And I didn't bet it myself because I bitched out, to be perfectly honest with you. I did. However, that was like the ultimate dream spot for the Celtics. And I think in the NBA in the next few weeks, it's going to start becoming more and more apparent. For instance, I was on Milwaukee last night, Milwaukee minus 10. I know a bunch of people love the under. The under hit as well, but I love Milwaukee minus 10. And just against a good team in Indiana, they've been good. Laying 10 at home, I felt like everyone was going to be on Indiana. Not to mention, I thought the spot was good for Milwaukee. They're healthy coming into it. Indiana has not faced them without Oladipo. There were a lot of factors in that spot. But again, I think that there's starting to be a change and a shift in the lines and how Vegas is lining things.
Oh, my God, is there a shift? It's day-to-day. It's day-to-day. Just quickly on that NBA game last night, there was only two games on the slate. You mentioned Milwaukee, but the Oklahoma City game, Oklahoma City covered by 11 points.
It went into overtime.
But did it have to get there? Like, I don't know. I look at that game and I say, Portland in that situation? Like, OKC hasn't played well. But they had a great overtime.
And they've continuously covered versus Portland four times this year. I think that's their fourth cover versus Portland this year. I didn't watch any of the game, even though I was up listening to my favorite person in radio, Amy Lawrence. But I mean, I didn't watch any of the game. But I mean, I'm not surprised that it went over and that they covered.
Did the Blackhawks go over again last night?
The Blackhawks went over again last night.
At 7.
We're at, I believe it was at 6.5, actually. But, I think they're at like 23 of 24 overs, but it wouldn't matter because they won
5-4.
So it wouldn't matter, right. Last night, we had two hockey plays. I talked about it in a hockey segment, which I did previous to you coming in, Joe. We had the Penguins over, which lost, but we had the Red Wings under and the Sharks regulation money line. Both those spots won pretty easily. So hockey this week actually went pretty well. I think we hit 62% this week.
I bet a few hockey games this week.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know.
Did you fade or fall?
Well, you know what? You
faded, I can tell.
I faded you 2 weeks ago when the Bruins played the Sharks. You said Sharks and under or over. And we took it was like a group of us.
It's okay.
We're like, yes.
But again, because I told you I wasn't.
Because
I told you I wasn't playing that game. Remember, I told you I wasn't playing that game. Right. That's fair. That's okay.
And you know what? That's what this is all about. By the way, like, we're laughing about it. Like, today somebody's like, oh, first time I followed your plays, you suck. And it's like, dude, fade it then. Fade it. Wow. And then when I lose, you're going to rub it in my face? Sorry. And listen, I'm a big boy. You know, you put yourself out there.
Was that Joey Isaacs?
I don't know who it was.
He's a good buddy of mine. That dude is sharp as a tack.
Some guys like G should have like block.
Block. Well, I'll tell you that dude is sharp as a tack. We're going to have him on the podcast eventually. That dude is very good. Just, he can be a bit of a dink sometimes. But he's a good dude.
All right, I like everybody. I like everybody.
By the way, I just want to say, last 7 days, What do you think our record was?
Are you gonna
that
add,
includes
are you
gonna
today,
add
by my two losses today?
Including today. Yep, including today.
58%.
28-16-3.
Okay.
Plus so, 11 and almost 11.5 units, 11.45 units.
28, yep.
Yep.
Plus 16?
Yep.
Plus 3.
Yep. So 28 divided by 37.
Games.
Yep.
So I'm going to just I'm going to just do math.
Okay.
Which is not a good. Okay, so
59.5%, which okay. is we round up to 60.
So, but we're at 50% in just wins, not including pushes or anything. So wait, yeah.
Well, we're way over, not including pushes. So, I include pushes in my record.
We say 60% because we have been over 60%.
I include,
but that right there is 60%.
A push in my book is a loss.
Ooh.
A push in my book has always been a loss, and when cappers don't count, a push is a loss. It makes me mad.
I was pretty heated about that Celtics push the other night.
Agreed. And
that one was fishy.
Yeah. The Gordon Hayward no touch call, bad.
I'm sorry. People could say he touched him. He didn't. That's a crap call in the NBA.
And again, we talked about this, Joe. We talked about how the Celtics have gone from betting darlings to, you know, not being a public backing favorite every single night to being one of the most public backed teams in the league, despite the fact that their record sucks. And people still back them. And so because of that, they're just not going to be on the good end of calls, unfortunately, this year. They're
just
not.
There's a tease on that? Celtics-Lakers tomorrow night. I haven't seen a line yet.
We have all the lines. Bet Online brings up all the lines Saturday afternoon. Friday afternoon for Saturday games.
Boom, boom.
They are all up, and I've already looked over most of the card. I've gone over all the way through 4 o'clock. I have some spots picked out. That I have one spot particular that I love, which will be a play. I'm not going to make it a PP because I gave out 3 in the NHL segment, but I'm going to make it a play. We're going to play it tomorrow. We have every single line for all the big games, at least. Not the real rinky dink games. We don't.
So I think Dan did hit PPs last week.
Went 2-1.
Okay,
we gave out 4. We didn't play 1. We went 2-1.
And I went 0-1. And I lost Woodley, and Usman killed him. And I'm shocked. This UFC underdog thing, man. I want to do is I want to like set a bankroll up just for UFC dogs.
I'm telling you.
And do it all night long.
But again, it has to be just the pay-per-view section.
Correct.
Just the pay-per-view.
Yes, but you know, with the whole ESPN thing and that whatever they got going on,
yeah,
it's fun. But I'll tell you, like, don't give me shit if we lose. You know what I mean? Like, that's why you bet all the dogs.
Well, I agree, but here's the thing: dogs have been consistently cashing for it's over a year
like,
now.
And Ngannou was like +180 or whatever.
There's 3 UFCs in the span of a year that if you took all the pay-per-view plays, all the dogs, you have lost money. 3 out of like 80.
And I think like UFC like 231, the faves actually hit.
Swept.
They said it was like the first time it's ever happened.
Yeah, they swept the board. Right.
So, you know, maybe they were onto it, or maybe it was just a shit card. And that can happen in UFC, by the way, with all the drug testing and injuries and all that crap. Sometimes guys can't fight, and all of a sudden they have a guy ready to go, you know, as a backup plan. So, but I only say bet the dogs to have fun with it because you can't cash out in the long run. So that's really all I have for last week, Dan.
Do you have, let me quickly ask you, do you have anything for today? Any bets for today that
yes.
you liked? So you, okay, so you, do you want to reveal them on the pod or no?
I mean, like, okay, so right now what's happening is there's a lot of college basketball.
We can do it in the college basketball segment.
There's conference tournaments. Like, I have Missouri State right now. Playing Bradley. I lost Valpo earlier today. And by the way, that was just to set this up.
I liked Valpo. So here's
the situation. The total was 119. Okay. So it pushed the original line. I got it at 117 and still went under. I took under 62 second half.
Actually went over the original line.
It went over by 2 points on the line I had and the second half line. And be careful of this. Valpo was down 20 points and was fouling late. Why Why do they foul late? Because it's going to be their last game. That's it. No more games. They're done. So they want to get their seniors in the game. It cost me today, Dan. It cost me today.
It's one. Listen,
but I think I was on the right side.
I initially saw the line. I agreed with you. So I mean, again, that honestly, that doesn't mean much because it lost. But I happen to agree with you in that spot. I have 1 point tonight. Damn, Joe, this sucks. I have 1 point I might end up playing.
No.
I said I wasn't going to play anything today, but I have two spots I like in college basketball.
I have a question.
One I might play.
Is one in the Big Ten?
No.
Ooh.
No, neither Big Ten. I did look at Maryland today. I looked at Maryland. I know that's the spot you're definitely talking about. I know that for sure. I looked at Maryland again. I gave a long, hard look at it. I can't.
Can I give you another crazy line this week, by the way?
Sure.
Did you see Northwestern Ohio State?
Then 1.5, yep.
Northwestern lost 10 games in a row. 10 in a row. Ohio State, by the way, and this is weird, they have a player named Weston who got suspended. Since he's been out, they haven't been able to score points. Like, one player leaves and you can't score points? And Ohio State has been, well, another Big Ten team to watch, Indiana.
They're telling you, man, they're on the bubble of getting into the tournament. If they make it into the Big Ten tournament, they make it a couple rounds, I'm telling you, they are going to make it into the tournament. They're like a good top 25 win away from tournament, which is insane considering where they were earlier this year, getting hammered every single game. But they've turned the corner. Last night, big win for them.
Huge win. And, dude, they beat two top 25 teams. And then Illinois, who was, you know, been no joke at home, they've been knocking off teams. So the Big East, though, I'll tell you right now, you might have to not bet that conference. Dude, that is a real slugfest of a league.
It's gross.
St. John's. Oh, should we bring up the list?
How about we get to the college basketball segment, then we bring up the list. We'll let you bring up the list. Don't worry. But I do want to say one thing before we get move on to college basketball. We did really well this week. Forget about the last seven, just in general. We did really well this week. I think both of us did. Saturday, I crushed it. I went like 9-3 Saturday, 1-0 Sunday. This weekend was awesome for me. You did.
I lost Michigan State.
You had a bad Saturday, but you were awesome Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
4-0 yesterday.
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. You crushed it.
It's weird. I might go 0-2, but then there's like 4-0 days, and it really does make up for it big time.
Yeah, I mean, and you crushed it last night.
It's when you get on a streak, man.
I think you had another 4-0 day too this week, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was Monday.
I think it was.
Yeah, so Monday you had another 4-0.
I had that Wake Forest.
Yeah, that's right. You had Wake Forest, too.
Who would have thought that thing? They almost won outright.
Yep. That's true. They almost won outright. Duke's
another team without Zion.
That was the night where I got a ton of crap for going 2-2. I'm done with the NBA right now, by the way. Unless there's a bet I absolutely love, I'm done with the NBA. Right now, I cannot hit an NBA bet to save my life unless, you know, very particular spots. I hit the Bucks last night, but in general, I just can't hit NBA bets, and I'm crushing college basketball. So we're going to stick with college basketball. At least I am.
So send in questions, people. Over Under 985, the podcast, on Twitter. Well, Over Under 985. Over Under 985 at Gmail. People have definitely been sending me DMs, Dan, like I've never seen before in my life. And now they're attaching both of us on there.
Oh, I know.
And if you don't respond, I don't respond. So good luck trying to break through that nut.
I usually respond.
I try to. Some guy's like, on my life, man, I really need this Lakers on Clippers under, man. What do you think? And I'm like, dude, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't care about the game.
Well, yeah, if we're not on the game, I'm not going to care about it. So people ask me about my leans in the game, and I give them them. But, like, I always tell them at the same time, I don't recommend playing it because I'm not playing it for a reason. I don't feel strong enough to play it. You shouldn't feel either. But if you want my opinion, here's my opinion.
So. All right, it's Over Under 985 of the podcast. I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifshatz. There are many places you can now hear us. BPodStudios.com, 985thesportshub.com, Apple, iTunes. You can hear us on there. Where else can they hear us?
You can hear us 98.5thesportshub.com, 98.5thesportshub app, Google Play, iTunes. Soon enough, we'll probably be on Spotify, or we're working to get on Spotify. We're everywhere, Joe. So the podcast is going big. They're asking us to do liners and all this stuff now, too. So, you know, we're getting there. We're building it. We're building it. It's a baby. We're still working on it. So
find us at bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There you go.
All right, we'll get into basketball coming up next here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 985 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 985 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
Listen to Over Under 985, the podcast, at bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. So, Dan, I have my list, and I'm just going to call it our list, because there are teams you can no longer bet on. Last week I had...
Your list.
Okay, all right, fine.
We need to each have a different list, because... Some of those teams you don't want to bet on, I still like that. I like Nova. Nova's one of my teams I've done well with this year. I can't not bet them.
This was my list the last podcast we had. Celtics.
Which you then bet this week. I'm just calling you out on it because you said, no, I'm not betting on the Celtics. And you bet on the Celtics, man.
Tennessee. I bet on them this week and they did well.
Didn't you bet against them?
No, this week I bet with them.
You bet on them?
Yeah.
Why even have a list?
I crushed the second half against Ole Miss.
Why have a list? God damn it.
Villanova. And I lost because I took Marquette.
I know.
Louisville.
Louisville second half was an auto fit.
Okay. Big Ten square plays.
Which you then took this week. I'm going to kill you.
Ready? Wisconsin.
Which you then bet yesterday. I mean, at least you won. You are fucking. You're killing me, man.
TCU.
Okay, that one's fair. You have not done well with TCU this year. Neither have I.
And I am now adding Marquette to the list.
Oh,
Marquette. I'm adding St. John's to the list.
Yeah.
And I'm putting Xavier on the list.
Now. Okay, can we remove a few? Let's remove Wisconsin.
Okay.
Wisconsin needs to be removed. You had a bad game with them and. Bit of an overreaction.
I'll take Tennessee off because they're doing better.
Okay. All right, fine.
And so they're an incredible home team. Yeah, they destroyed Kentucky last
week. I'm telling you, they're gonna get bounced early in the tournament.
Okay, so Celtics, Nova, Louisville, Big Ten square plays, TCU. And I'm adding these teams, Marquette, St. John, Xavier.
Okay. Fair enough.
So if there are more that make the list, let me know. But that's the list this week.
All right.
So, college basketball, I've been the degenerate that's up. I'm watching literally everything. But I like it because I'm ready for the tournament. Like, I'm ready to go. And I know who these teams are. I can now identify them. You wanted to do Friday, because obviously it's a Friday podcast. And I know you said you were looking at a few plays. There's actually three top 25 games. Buffalo, Bowling Green.
So, Buffalo, we won't get the podcast out in time for that game. Buffalo 13.5.
They've been around the number lately.
They were at 8.5 the other night, and they didn't cover. They won
right.
by 8.
That's right.
And I really funny. I exposed myself on Buffalo 8 and 8.5. Or Buffalo 8, and I think I can't remember who the other side was. I'm blanking on it, but I had Buffalo 8. I think it was Miami, Ohio. Miami, Ohio 8.5 and Buffalo 8. It was praying for a push and got it. That was one of the stupidest decisions I made betting on Buffalo that night. So I immediately regretted and bet the other side.
Another Virginia Tech, who plays well at home, can shoot the three. They play Miami.
I don't like them tonight. I don't like Virginia Tech tonight. I think that this is one of those nights where they're going to get the seniors involved. It's a home game. They're going to let Miami back into that. Miami somehow backdoors that. I'm telling you, that's a weird line.
Maryland, Minnesota. Minnesota's actually got a pretty good record. They're just not – I don't think they're good.
They're not a good – again, so this is like one of those things where Minnesota's overrated because of the record. I think Maryland ends up covering. I looked at that line. I think Maryland covers tonight. I'm not playing it, but I think Maryland covers tonight. There were two spots I identified tonight that I liked. One I'm not going to play. I'm definitely not playing. It's not good enough. Ball State. I like Ball State versus NIU.
Did you do Northern Illinois just beat Central Michigan?
Yeah.
It's one of the better teams in that conference.
On
the road.
It's a nice fade spot.
Well, you're right. Yes, exactly.
It's a nice fade spot.
A high win,
I like Ball State. I think they cover the 5 tonight. However, there's one play I like more than anything. You know me. I can't say.
Is it Iona?
No, you're going to love this one, actually. We're going to the Ohio Valley Conference.
Yeah.
Murray State -5.5.
Remember we've talked about this? Jacksonville State's good.
They are.
They beat them last time they played them. Granted, it was at Jacksonville State.
Yep.
Where's this game? Is it a neutral site?
It's Evansville. So I believe it's neutral. So, I mean, it's obviously
Murray State
needs to get
in the tournament.
Neutral.
The reason why I say that is they have one of the best players in the country.
Listen, if they do not get in the tournament, it will be a massive failure. I
don't think they can get in without winning that tournament. You know what? Though 4.5, I feel like just Jacksonville's getting disrespected.
See, but that's exactly why I like it. I mean, I think John Morant's going to go off tonight, man. I do.
He's going to have to.
It's 5.5, by the way, not 4.5. 5.5. I'm telling you, I'm late on these questionable lines. I'm telling you, man, this is a good spot for Murray State. I think that Jacksonville State has been overrated.
I'm all about Murray State. Okay?
Listen, Murray, if you get
I'm
this, it is a 10 o'clock play tonight. 10 o'clock.
Listen,
if you're listening, you want some action. Murray State -5.5. There's my play. I'm not putting it out on Twitter. I'm just putting it on the podcast.
Okay.
The end.
Saturday, 12 o'clock. Tennessee, just off the list, at a hot Auburn team.
So let me grab the lines for you. Tennessee, -1. Tennessee is a 1-point favorite at Auburn.
Stinks to the high heavens.
Oh, baby. I will not be touching that game.
Tennessee's the better team.
They've
won 2 in a row, but they both were at home.
And to be fair,
Auburn's won on the road.
Auburn has a high octane offense too. They shoot the 3 better than most teams in the entire league. The entire country. I lean Auburn there. I do. Again, Tennessee, they just don't have that pro talent that gets them over the hump. This is going to be a tough game for them. I you know what? I'm rolling with Auburn there. I like Auburn. I think that's a good spot for Auburn. I think Auburn wins that game. I think there's going to be a ton of money on Tennessee, too. Forget about that. I think Auburn's the right side. Not betting on it, though.
Florida State at Wake Forest. Don't really care about that one.
Florida State, 12-point favorites on the road. I don't think they're going to cover that.
Ready for this? Villanova at Seton Hall.
Yeah, so I looked at this one.
It's got to be 6.5.
What do you think?
6.5.
Lower.
3.
Lower.
1.
2.5.
I mean,
it's
Villanova's the better team.
Let me put it like this. It's the same damn line that Marquette had. There's a food for thought, man.
But the thing is, does Villanova close out a 10-point lead?
They've been tough this year, man. They're tough to get a read on. They've been very good in the Big East, but man, they're tough to get a read on.
These are great games to watch.
If you're betting on them,
you're not gonna profit. You won't. Hey, listen, I bet on everything, but if you're not profiting, it doesn't make sense. Florida, Kentucky at home. Florida just fell to LSU, right?
Kentucky, what do you think they're at?
2.5.
Oh, no. Way more.
Whoa, 6.
12.
Get the hell out of here.
12.
Florida's getting disrespected.
Kentucky's going to cover that. Here's the thing about Florida. I really like Florida as a team, but they also don't have the high end talent. I think they play very well as a team. and I like them a lot. I think they're kind of a sleeper in the tournament, but playing Kentucky in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky covers the 12.
Texas Tech at Iowa State. It's got to be four.
Iowa State 1.5 point favorite.
Get out of here. So I actually really liked Iowa State in this spot.
Me too.
I really do. And they're big boys. Texas Tech's a really good team. They don't score. They're like this defensive-minded team with a really good point guard.
But here's the thing. Iowa State has been dog poo in the past few games, so it's hard for me to want to back them. Yeah. I do think that it's tough. Listen, Texas Tech is due for a bit of come back to earth a little bit, and I think it's an okay fade spot for them.
Kansas, who I have to put on the list. Kansas on the road. They be at home, though, versus Baylor.
I just saw this line a few minutes ago. I can't find it now.
Kansas at home.
9.
Kansas at home.
9.
Don't even think about it.
Kansas.
Do they cover 9? I don't know.
Ooh. 9?
Yeah. That's an embarrassing loss.
You know what?
They do. Now.
Wow, that's a lot.
The next game is Purdue at Northwestern.
I might play that game tomorrow.
This Kansas
game? Kansas Baylor. I'm going to look into that line tonight. That 9 is a lot.
I know.
9 is high. I know. That's more surprising than Kentucky to me. Baylor's been good on the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Purdue at Northwestern. Purdue should smash these guys to an oblivion. Absolute oblivion. What's the line?
I'm looking right now.
It's 8.5. No, I'm going to say 8.5.
Oh.
9.
Let's see.
Somewhere in that area.
7.
Okay, yeah. Purdue smashes Northwestern, and that's my pee-pee.
Northwestern covers.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. I just wanted to say that immediately.
Could ever cut a clip for this program, that's it. Oh, Purdue is my pee-pee. I like Northwestern.
I just wanted to screw with you.
I'm calling it right now. Purdue pee-pee.
I honestly, that's tough because if this was Purdue, I would almost feel better if Purdue was at like 2 or 3. Seven's like right in that middle spot. Northwestern isn't being disrespected, but Purdue's not being respected enough. That's a tough one. Okay. One Purdue. I have no lean on that one.
I'm just going over top 25 because these are the ones people talk about.
We have a few more. I will bring up a few other non
Georgetown Marquette.
All right, what do we think this is?
Marquette's got to be favored by 3.5, 4. The thing is like
more, buddy. 8. Way more.
8.
More.
Get out of here.
11.
No. I'm not touching it.
No, Marquette's gonna.
They're on the list.
Marquette is gonna roll them. Marquette's going to beat them by 25.
Georgetown did get smoked.
How about this, Joe?
DePaul, remember? We called DePaul.
Do you know what lightning betting is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Lightning bet, Marquette. Marquette's going to beat them by 25 tomorrow.
Another team on the list, Louisville, is at Virginia, who just kicks ass. That's got to be like a 14.5 point spread.
12.5.
Okay. Yeah. I like Virginia.
I like Virginia's second half.
Okay, that? Here's a game.
Forget the game, just bet the second
here's
half.
Here's a game that I did a parlay on last night. Yeah, parlays suck. You, but you know what it was? I didn't want to take either one of them straight. But I took Temple over UConn outright money line, and I parlayed it with UCF money line. Boom, boom, boom. The two play each other this week.
That's a nice win.
UCF's been hot. They are hot as hell right now. Taco Fall, like they're really rolling around this guy.
Did you see his mom, his mother, who hasn't seen in 7 years, came back from Senegal to watch that game?
Well, you know he's got he's 23, 24.
Yeah, well he's probably more like 26,
but he's got brothers on the way too. But that game there, I'm not touching. There's Temple UCF. I like UCF. I'm not touching that game.
You want to know what the spread is on that one? I think this is good of you not to touch. Pick them.
Get out. God, Jesus. You're dead on.
You know what? I'm telling you, I think that's a good spot for Temple, man.
They're at home.
A lot of UCF love right now.
They're at home.
A lot of UCF
okay,
love.
The biggest game of the day, and this is what everyone will be talking about, Duke, North Carolina. North Carolina is at home. They've been cover machine. I watched them play BC the other night and destroyed them. Duke still without Zion Williamson. What's North Carolina?
How much do you think they're favored by?
Six.
Nope. Less.
Four.
Less.
Three.
Yeah.
North Carolina minus three. Boom. Lock it up.
UNC minus three.
And the over.
I bet you Duke is going to come back prepared to beat the hell
out of Zion play?
No. Zion, I think Zion, if Zion's smart, he says to the tournament, there's no reason to force him to play. This game doesn't mean anything for Duke because even if they lose this game and they end up being a two seed, they're still going to roll. They are going to make it far in this tournament. They are. They're too good.
They're too good. They have two. If they can get Reddish on track, and what I mean by on track is Barrett's the guy.
Barrett.
Get out of the way.
Barrett.
Barrett is the guy.
That kid is going to be a superstar in the NBA.
But if Reddish can somehow, like, feed off of him, he's a really good player.
Stop sucking.
There you go. If he can just get his head out of his ass and play a little bit better.
Yeah, no. What's this calling out as? He's been absolute dog shit.
And he's a good player. He's going to get drafted. He'll play pro, like, whatever.
I mean, yeah, but, I mean, where is he going to be? You know, do you want it? Do you want that kid as a top five pick?
What, the size of like a Jason Tatum?
Do you want that kid as a top five pick?
No. But you know what though? His upside is tremendous.
Tremendous, but
tremendous upside.
His you know, his floor is bad.
Yeah. I hate to say it, but he so kind of reminds me of Jaylen Brown. Anyways, moving on. The other big one: Michigan at Michigan State. It's at Michigan State. I know you don't like Michigan. I know you don't.
I will not bet Michigan in the tournament. Everyone is going to. They're going to be a huge, huge thing. Okay, what do you think it is?
Michigan minus one.
Nope. Michigan State is the favorite.
Two.
More.
Six.
Four. Michigan State minus four.
No, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it.
I'm
not buying that. I love Michigan State.
It's too low for me. I don't want to touch either.
I'm betting this game.
I bet you're going to bet a total on that one.
Well, I mean, that's the Big Ten special, the under.
I don't even know
what the total is. 144.
134.
144, I'd go under. 134, it's right there.
All right, how about this? We miss Kansas State, Oklahoma.
Jeez. Oh, God.
Oklahoma's been a gross roadside. Yeah, they're good. They're decent at home, gross on the road.
Kansas State's the side on that one.
Kansas State minus six, the spread.
LSU versus Vandy. Vandy sucks.
LSU lost a coach today.
Yeah.
He is done.
What does that mean?
Indefinitely. What it means is you can't back them in the tournament, but they are a 15-point favorite versus Vandy.
Ooh.
So here's the thing. Do they come out and play for their coach and smack Vandy in the mouth and beat him by 25, or do they lay an egg and, you know, win by one?
Vanderbilt was so bad. I watched them the other night.
They are winless in the SEC. 0-17. Winless.
Ugh. Ugh. Man, talk about a bad break for LSU. They went 8-0 on the road this year. 8-0 in college basketball.
They are a very good road team, but backing them right now is impossible. Final ranked game Saturday.
Yeah.
Nevada, San Diego State.
So Nevada, I watched San Diego State come back and beat Fresno State the other night.
San Diego State has been playing well. I think they beat Nevada last time they played. Nevada, 13-point favorites. Yep, they lost at San Diego State by 13-point favorites for Nevada. I'm not touching that one. I did want to give you a few spots I like tomorrow that are not ranked spots. You know me. Clemson, Syracuse, Joe.
Clemson didn't cover against Indiana the other night, but they won.
They did not. But they did cover versus UNC and almost won that game. They got gypped, in my opinion. Clemson minus five, slightly in on Clemson. I think that they are the better team. I shouldn't say that. I think they're a good home team. They'll figure out that zone pretty quick.
Can you tell me Butler Providence and just seriously give me a thought? Because I don't know how Providence does it. They lost to Creighton the other night in overtime, and somehow it made it to overtime.
Providence is a 2.5-point favorite.
And Butler beat Xavier.
That whole conference makes zero sense.
It's great. It's actually going to
None.
Be great.
It makes no sense.
Who comes out of the East, seriously? I mean, you want it to be
whoever
Marquette,
it is.
Villanova.
Whoever it is, I mean, you have to think about literally fading them in the first round.
Yeah.
They suck.
Because they're going to get pounded.
They're
going to
get pounded. Yeah. Yeah.
Unless they UConn it. You know, and they, but who's a star player in that? You know, like that's like St. John's. Who knows? You know what I mean? Like Jesus, that conference.
Is there a single Big East player that gets drafted in the first round?
Like the point guard from Marquette's good, but I don't think he's good enough to come out.
I'm just looking at the mock draft right now, NBA mock draft. I'm not seeing the first kid. I'm not seeing Villanova.
Yeah, they got Pascal.
That's Pascal.
And, he's good.
So that's about your best shot. And Marcus Howard is the point guard on Marquette.
He's really good.
After that, you're SOL. I mean, really, you got nothing.
Can I give you a team that's been very good? Colorado. They're playing USC. I watched last night's games. Colorado won handily. USC.
I bet on Colorado. Yeah, that was the fourth borderline play that I was going to post and didn't post it because I wanted to put a dog in there because I thought it would be, you know, everyone would be like, oh, look at all you betting all the favorites. Yeah, Colorado -6.5 versus USC, who lost last night. To Utah, got blown out by Utah
at home. Yeah, Utah at home. They're another team.
I like USC.
Well, I like Colorado in this spot though, and I don't even know what the line is, but
I just told you 6.5.
I like it because it was 5.5 last night. I'll take it.
Yeah.
There's two teams on the list playing each other.
Hold on, you're one of my favorite players on Saturday.
Yeah.
Is one against one of your teams on the list.
Who is it?
Texas TCU.
Where's the game?
In Texas. What do you think the line is?
Texas -1.5.
Texas -7. Guess where I am going. Texas -7. Give me that bet.
You want to roll that?
Oh, I'm rolling it.
I'm starting Texas to get it, Dan. -7. To understand, Dan. It's about the number.
What have I been telling you all year?
If it's hockey, if it's 6.5, am I going to get a half to go over?
You are finally getting you're getting how I bet.
But, you know, if the line opens at 2.5, don't touch it. But if they open up at 7, you got to go with it.
There we go.
Starting to get it now.
You're finally getting it.
If I'm getting it, I hope everybody at home's getting it.
Texas -7. Give me that. And honestly, I haven't looked at the spot. I haven't looked at anything. I am just basing this off the line, the pure line. Texas is going to roll the shit out of TCU.
Okay.
I haven't looked at anything else, but I'm not begging a PP. I like Texas a lot. And one more.
Oh, please tell me it's Yale Princeton.
No. I went to, so Marshall won the other night. They were down 14 at some point in the first half. Came back and actually were up 2 at halftime. And then ended up winning by like 20-1. Well, guess what? I'm rolling the Marshall train again.
Who are they playing?
They're playing Florida Atlantic, but it's at Marshall.
Yeah, but they put up it was Florida International they played.
FIU, yep. Yeah, so yeah. FIU. So they're doing the Florida tours right now. FIU coming to Marshall. Marshall -5 is another spot I slightly lean. So I'm going to tell you this right now. I will be on Texas -7. I don't care.
That Marshall game's at noon.
Yeah, it is. I think they're all at noon. Those are all noon games. I will be on Texas -7 Saturday. Lock it up. I'm in Texas -7. Clemson and Marshall are spots I like. I'm not necessarily going to be on those spots because I think there's other spots. I like Kentucky. I like Kansas now. I have to look into that line. I have to look into that Kansas spot, man, and the Kentucky spot. Those are some disrespectful lines. I love those disrespectful lines to me. So I'll be looking into those tomorrow. Or later tonight as well. But Clemson and Marshall -5, maybe spots. Texas -7, Joe. You know what? Screw it. PP, Texas -7. That's my fourth.
We got two PPs. Quickly, Sunday, Houston, Cincinnati play each other.
Ooh.
Houston last week lost to UCF.
I have not looked at Sunday at all.
Cincinnati's awful loss to UCF.
Oh, that's a good game.
So they got Rutgers, Indiana.
Hold on. I want to talk. Houston, Cincinnati, what do you think that line is?
Houston's probably the favorite.
Oh, I think Cincy's the fave. I think Cincy's favored by 2.5.
Okay. Just on Sunday, real quick. Rutgers, Indiana, Illinois, Penn State, Iowa, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Ohio State. There's Big Ten games everywhere.
So Joe, I was gonna tell you this. I didn't wanna have you explode too quick. Illinois, Penn State is going to be awesome. Two teams that suck that everyone loves for whatever reason. Everyone loves them. Rutgers, Indiana.
It's at Penn State.
At Penn State.
Penn State.
Everyone loves it. It's because Illinois and Penn State have all of a sudden rebounded from their terrible starts. Rutgers, same thing. They've kind of been bad,
haven't they? Rutgers. Oh, they came back and won that. Yep. You're right. Yeah.
And Indiana needs that win. And in Nebraska and Iowa. Man,
Iowa. They went from top 25 darlings to...
And don't forget
bubble.
Wisconsin, Ohio State, Joe.
Wisconsin. I don't know the line. They're going to be 7-point favorites. If Wesson doesn't play, they can't score. They can't. And what Wisconsin plays tremendous defense.
It's okay though, because the ASUN Men's Championship Finals on Sunday, Joe. Lipscomb versus Liberty. I back Lipscomb.
You love Lipscomb.
I back Lipscomb versus.
Can they cover a damn spread?
You know what? Well, hold on. Listen here. I backed them last night after they blew that lead to NJIT originally a couple weeks ago. Last night they were 11.5-point favorites. I went back on the Lipscomb train and they covered. They won by a lot. They won by like 23.
Okay. Well, that's what we're going to give you for college basketball. All right. There's too much there. The next week is Selection Sunday. We'll do a podcast. Excuse me. We'll do a podcast, and then we'll do a podcast for the tournament.
Yes.
So we'll do a podcast Monday that will come out.
Yes. Yeah, so we'll do a podcast before pre weekends, like Thursday, Friday, and then we'll do a podcast Monday.
Boom. NBA. I'm looking at Saturday's slate: Kings, Knicks, Nets, Hawks, Wizards, Wolves. Vomit. 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 Hornets, Bucks, Bucks are 12.5-point
favorites.
Dude,
there's not a single good game besides.
And then Celtics, Lakers. I don't see a line. Is LeBron going
to
play?
Do you want me to see if I can find one for you?
Yeah, and the thing is, the lines are on the other games, which is interesting, but.
Celtics, Lakers is not lined.
Yeah, and I think it's because of LeBron, who did say recently that.
And probably Kyrie.
Oh, they're a fade, by the way, right now. The Lakers. Maybe I should put the Lakers on the list.
I bet you LeBron plays, and I bet you Kyrie plays, and I bet you that both of them are going to play. So I don't think that Vegas has to worry about that. But
and then Sunday, Raptors Heat. I think people will watch. Pacers Sixers. That's a playoff matchup.
I bet you the Sixers are favored by more than you think. I bet you the Sixers are favored by like 8 in that spot.
Bucks Spurs, and then there's a Sunday night degenerate special. Warriors host the Suns.
Also, I'm telling you this right now, Rockets Mavericks on Sunday. Do not be surprised if the Mavericks win that outright. They are an elite.
Houston's been awesome.
Houston is
that
seven.
Would be such a letdown spot.
Dallas is one of the best home teams in the entire league. Against the spread, too.
Okay. All right, well, that's all I got for basketball. How about you?
I don't have anything for tonight in the NBA. I'm kind of tired of the NBA. The only thing I do kind of like is Houston minus 7.5. I like that.
He just crapped all over him.
Yeah, well, so I think exactly why I like them in this spot, and I think that they get faded the next night. You know, that's exactly what you do. I'm playing the game. I'm true. Playing the numbers game, the Joey Murr baby game. Come on. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I like the Rockets 7.5 tonight. That would be my only, and I'm not playing it. So don't worry about that. And I think that Orlando covers the 6.5 versus Dallas. So how about that? Fade Dallas tonight. Come back with them on Sunday.
Okay. All right. That's our look at basketball. We have Dan's Hockey Bonanza up next here.
Yep. And without Joe.
We got Dan's Hockey Bonanza coming up next on Over Under 985.
Hardcore Baseball Talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 98.5.
All right, welcome back to the Over Under 98.5 podcast. Joe is going to step away for this segment while I list off some hockey for you guys. We all know that it's a big snooze for Joe. Although, you know, he's dabbling in hockey, to be fair. He's been dabbling in it. He's been tailing a little bit. He's been doing well. And I think that we've been doing well in general, just in terms of all of our bets and everything. Last night, a nice 2-1 going on the week. And so I'm just going to try and review what we had. Basically, we had the Sharks regulation money line. It was the original money line. But since it was at minus 170, we switched it to a regulation money line. So they won quite easily. A little nervous, you know, kind of going into it. But they won pretty easily. 5-2 win. Moving on, we had the over last night as well in the Pittsburgh-Columbus game. That was a bust. That did not go well. But in general, we did quite well. We did. We had the Red Wings, Rangers. We did not play the Flames, Coyotes over instead. So, you know, we went 2-1 last night on the week. Generally, I think all in all, we ended up with, I think we went 2-2-1 Saturday, 1-0 Sunday, if I'm doing this correctly. And I believe that we won the other two bets this week. So we had a pretty good week of hockey, and I think that we're going to try and continue that this week. I have made a list, and I've cut down the spots a little bit this week. I just felt we had too many last week, and there were too many potential plays, so I've cut it down. Saturday, as per usual, our biggest play. We also have a bunch of plays Thursday, so let's kind of hop into this. Saturday, we have the Sharks and Blues. That, for me, is an under game, but only at 5.5. If it is at 6, it is not a play. If it is 6 or 6.5, it is also not a play. That must be at 5.5. So, yeah, Sharks and Blues under 5.5. We'll talk about the juice. If it's super juicy, you know, if it's above 130, even really at 130, I don't like playing unders really over anything at minus 120. It's just, for whatever reason, they never seem to go well for me. It's just a history of unders. So anything that's what's play ear to ear, or what's play by ear, apologies, but anything that really, I don't know how to say this, anything that really is too juicy, we're not going to play. So again, under 5.5 in the Sharks Blues, not at 6, not at 6.5. Jackets Penguins, we lost this play last night. They're playing again on Saturday. We're going to go back at this spot, not just because I think it's a better spot, and I think this is actually a better spot than the PP was, but just because I want a little redemption here, so I would go a little bit smaller on this play, just because this is more of a redemption play for me. I would like this play a little bit better. So Jackets Penguins over must be at 6.5 or 7, cannot be at 6. If it's at 6, we're not playing it. Obviously, not playing at 5.5 either. Must be at 6.5 or 7. Saturday, we do have one PP. The Rangers Devils must be at 6 or 6.5. And if it's at 6, I won't feel too great about it. Maybe we go a little bit on the smaller side. 6.5, I feel great about it. We'll roll it out of the PP. I also think that going into this week, maybe we should make the PPs a little bit bigger. So maybe that maybe we'll go roll into that next week. Maybe we'll make the PPs, not this week because I think it's going to be a little bit harder this week, but maybe next week we'll make the PPs just a little bit bigger. So Saturday, Sharks and Blues under 5.5, only 5.5. Jackets and Penguins has to over 6.5, must be at 6.5 or 7. Rangers Devils over 6, that is a PP, it must be at 6 or 6.5. Also, I happen to be very square on Saturday. I like the Leafs, the Bruins, the Knights, and the Tampa Bay Lightning all to win on Saturday. Do not parlay all four. I guarantee you one of them or two of them will lose. But if you want one or two for parlay, I really like the Leafs, the Bruins, the Knights, and the Bolts. I think they're all good parlay pieces. Again, you know my rules. You should only be parlaying if you've built up a bankroll. If you are still building a bankroll, you should not be touching any of those, and you should let it move on. If you guys want to play some puck lines, go ahead. I am not suggesting that you play any of them. I just think they're all good spots, and they'll also be high money lines. The Leafs, the Bruins, the Knights, and the Bolts. The Bruins are facing the Senators. The Leafs are facing the Oilers. The Lightning are facing the Red Wings, and the Golden Knights are facing the Canucks. So, again, as I said, I like all four of those teams, but I will not have official plays on any of them. Moving into Sunday, Bruins will be on a back-to-back. However, I like the Bruins Penguins over 6.5. It must be at 6.5. If it's at 6, DM me about it. We'll talk about it. We'll see. I don't love it at 6. However, the track record for the Bruins over 6 right now is fantastic. So we'll talk about it at 6. If it's at 5.5, we will not be playing it. You will not need to DM me at 5.5, okay? If, again, if a number is lower than what I'm suggesting, you guys do not need to DM me because I'm already telling you where it is. And I'll put out a tweet that day saying, okay, we'll be playing this. We won't be playing this. You don't have to worry about that. I'll be making a tweet about that every day. Moving on to Monday. We have a PP on Monday. The Flyers Senators over 6.5. This play must be at 6.5 or 7. Cannot be under 6.5. So if that's 6 or 5.5, we will not be playing. Over 6.5 must be. That is a PP. That is our second PP of the podcast. Moving into Tuesday, another Bruins play. I know people love the Bruins here, so we're doing another Bruins play. The Bruins and Blue Jackets over 6 or 6.5. It must be at 6 or 6.5. It's at 5.5. We will not be playing it. So must be at over 6 or 6.5. I think we'll go a little bit smaller on that one, but let me take a look. You can certainly DM me about these again. But again, if the play doesn't qualify, you don't need to DM me. And also, at the end of the segment, I just kind of want to explain something for you guys because I know that people have been having a hard time reading where lines are. It's not the movement I care about. It's where the line opens. So we'll discuss that a little bit more at the end of the segment. Also, Tuesday, we have the Bruins Jackets over 6 or 6.5. Must be at 6 or 6.5. We have a third PP and our final PP of the podcast. For me, the Canadiens money line. Okay, the Canadiens are facing off against the Red Wings. We had the Canadiens a couple weeks ago. They faced the Red Wings. They blew them out 8-1. My guess is that this line is going to be high in the minus 170s area. If that is the case, we'll be playing the regulation money line. I still like that as a PP. It's not a worry for me. We'll definitely be playing the Canadiens money line either way. And so if it's a high money line, anything over 140, I will not be playing. Anything over 140, I'll probably be playing the regulation money line. So if anything under the regulation money line, anything under minus 140, we'll be going with the money line. Anything over 140, we'll be going with the regulation money line. Feel free to DM me if you have any questions about that as well. Nothing on Wednesday. Couldn't find a thing on Wednesday. Was not going to push it. Thursday, we have 3. We have the Flyers and Capitals over 6.5. I know we just played them a few days ago. We're going to ride that spot again. Again, another spot that I like. We're going to play this one a bit smaller, because I think that this is probably the worst of the three plays on Thursday. So I think we're going to ride that one a bit smaller. That's going to be a small play. We also have the Tampa Bay team total. As long as the juice is below minus 130, Tampa Bay team total over 3.5 is a definite play for me. Just under PP level, so it's a pretty good play. I like that one as long as it's under minus 130 for the over 3.5. And then finally, the Predators money line on Thursday as well, as long as it's minus 130 or below. If it's above 130, let me think about it. We may go regulation there. I don't like the regulation as much, but the Predators money line for me is definitely a play on Thursday. So again, the recap. Saturday, Sharks Blues under 5.5. Jackets Penguins over 6.5 or 7. Rangers Devils PP over 6 or 6.5. I also like the Leafs, Bruins, Knights, and Tampa Bay Lightning all to win. However, do not parlay those four. I guarantee one of those four will lose. You will lose that parlay. So, you know, if you want to choose one or two for parlay for all those idiots who just refuse to listen to me and Joe and do parlays, those are some parlay teams for you. I will not be making a play on any of those games unless I tweet it out. Sunday, the Bruins Penguins over 6.5. Must be at 6.5 for right now. Maybe I'll lower it to 6, but it must be at 6.5. Monday, we have a PP, Flyers Senators over 6.5. Must be at 6.5 or 7. Tuesday, Bruins Jackets over 6 or 6.5. Must be at 6 or higher. Cannot be at 5.5. We also have the Canadiens money line. If the money line is too high, we'll be going to a regulation money line, but that Canadiens money line is a PP. We have nothing on Wednesday night and Thursday night. We have the Flyers Capitals over 6.5. Must be at 6.5 or 7. Cannot be lower than that. And that will be a small play. The Tampa Bay Lightning team total over 3.5. The juice must be minus 130 or below. Otherwise, we're going to cancel that and not call it a play. any Predators money line must be -130 or below. If it gets too high, maybe we'll talk about doing the regulation money line. We'll talk about that. Again, I also kind of wanted to kind of revisit something we were talking about. NHL lines. The most important thing for me is the opening line, guys. The opening line. So for over-unders, okay, for totals, the most important thing is the opening line. And I do not use the Action Network's opening lines because I think they're terrible. I use Sports Insights, which gives you a list of multiple sites. So you use Bookmaker, Five Dimes, or anything. One of the great things that Sports Insights does is actually gives you opening lines of specific sites. So opening lines are what matter, not where the movement is. So, for instance, with the Bruins Lightning, we're at 5.5 the other day. You know, Joe ended up playing the under 6.5 because it moved all the way to 6.5. I thought it opened at 6 for whatever reason. If I'd known it opened at 5.5, I absolutely would have played it. That was my mistake. I thought it opened at 6. I did not trust the guy who told me it opened at 5.5, and therefore that was my mistake. But it's where the opening line is on totals. Money line movement can matter sometimes. I don't really care about it, to be perfectly honest with you. I just care as long as it's not a massive drop in one direction. However, to be honest with you, that really doesn't bother me that much either. But I do pay attention to it. And again, obviously, if something gets too high, we play the regulation money line or we play the puck line, which is the -1.5. So that is my hockey segment for the week. You guys have any questions, feel free to DM me. But again, bunch of plays this week. I will obviously post if we are not playing something. So Saturday, we have 3 games lined up. Sunday, we have 1. Monday, if we have 1. Tuesday, we have 2. Nothing on Wednesday and 3 on Thursday. If we are not playing something or we are playing something, I will make a post about it. You do not have to worry. You don't have to DM me, you know, if this is a play. Is this a play? Is that not a play? Do not worry. I will definitely make a post about it. If you want to DM me questions, you know, why, you know, can I play it here even though the line is somewhere different? If you have a different line than someone else, feel free to DM me, but you guys really don't need to ask me if it's a play or not anymore. I promise you I will make a post about it before the games and let you know whether or not it is a play.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
All right, back here over under 985. I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifshatz. Quickly, a couple of things on the podcast. 34 weeks now. I don't know. We got a email being like, hey, can you guys like do some liners so people can listen to your show? So we thank you for listening. Personally, I'd love more of you to listen. I think we give out a free too many picks online, and I only mean that as like, why listen to our podcast if we're going to give you picks on Twitter?
Agreed. So, starting in the next few weeks, if you guys don't listen to the podcast and don't hit the numbers, we're not going to give out as many plays.
They're still free. We're not going tout. We're not asking for your Venmo or any of that stuff.
Nope.
We need more hits to the site.
Yeah. Guys, if you listen, we get paid via listens. So, you guys have to pay us back for everything that we've given you. Just listen to the podcast. Listen to it three times.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, listen to it. Tell your friends and listen to it 3 damn times. I don't care because you all know what? Every single time you listen, you'll learn more. You'll develop better.
One of the coolest things about doing the podcast, and I don't know if it was like last week or this week, all of a sudden people have been like, who you got? Which is, I haven't seen that in a while. Who you got? The other thing is, when a team loses, you just made the list. So, like, I love that part of it. So, I know you're listening, which is great. We love it. We just need you to listen to more.
More.
We have a lot of content. You guys will only work during football season. Like, has our competitor still done a gambling show?
I have no idea. I don't give a shit.
I'm just curious.
I have no idea. I mean, all I know is that they pretend to be sharps, and they sucked. They were terrible in football. We were more than solid, over 60%, and now we're just raking in college basketball.
Yeah, and like we're doing this every single week, and we wish we could do more, and it's the power of the station.
And eventually,
we work 2 jobs. Like, right.
And eventually, Joe and I will probably start to put out a little bit more content, but we need you guys to listen more if you guys want that to happen.
And the more you listen and the downloads we get, maybe we'll get more airtime.
And the more picks we give out.
Yes. So, Dan, Let's go to the window.
Go in the window.
You send in your questions, we cash them out at the window. So who you got? Over under 98.5.
By the way, I went to the window last week. I went to the Foxwoods. And
did you do well?
No.
Oh.
I always do well.
No.
But you know what I did? I had $87 in chips. And I said, I'm going to go take it to the window.
At least you cashed out at the window. We're going to cash out your questions now at the window.
What do we got?
All right, first question's from Skip, and we have eight minutes for you, Joe, before you got to start. So can you guys talk about, are there any nuances to the men's basketball conference tournaments that bettors should be aware of? I'm just telling you, lines are going to change. You're going to see a lot of upsets in the next few days, more than you would think. You're going to see a lot of ranked teams go down to teams that aren't as good. And you have to start preparing a different mindset for conference tournament March Madness. The lines are just different.
Not so much about the line, but these teams are all seeded. Don't, if a three plays a six, don't care. There's all these tiebreakers that come into it. Today, for example, Bradley was the sixth seed and Missouri Conference was the three. So who won? The six seed.
Yep.
And the only reason why it mattered is because there was this damn thing that made one a three and one a six.
Gotcha. All right. From Bill, being a newbie to this, I was hoping for some advice when building a bankroll. When beginning, is it best to go with like multiple units on a PP or single units on multiple other games? Saw one game go from -8 to -5.5. What's the reasoning for that? I mean, I'm not going to explain to you movement, Bill. Hey, you're going to have to listen to the podcast. Basically, when sharps are betting one side, for the most part, that's usually the reason for movement. Usually is a sharp move. Sometimes it can be a public move. If you want to know more, go back and listen to our previous podcast. We discuss all of that. When it comes to PPs, in my opinion, I basically said one play for one unit for everything. Maybe next week I start going to two units for PPs, but for right now, it's just one unit. You guys are building up bankrolls. You know, small play, half a unit. Everything else should be one unit. Stop trying to build up too quick. That's when you start to fall down too quick.
Oh, you just nailed it. Okay, so I have beginner friends who are now betting. The problem I'm noticing is that they get compulsive.
Yeah.
So gambling is an addiction, people, and we don't really talk about that much. Like, some people have issues with it. If you do, you can call somebody, whatever. But I have noticed there are some compulsive people.
That's why I take nights off. So, like, tonight, you know, maybe I'll have one bet. But, like, that is the exact reason I take nights off.
And, like, what I mean by compulsive is, like me, I noon game, I didn't bet on the 3 o'clock game.
Oh, good for you.
And then I've already missed the Princeton at 4 o'clock and the VMI game that's coming.
Oh, you're still Buffalo at 6.
But, hey, we got Buffalo at 6. You know? But that's what I mean by compulsive. It's like, hey, listen, like, if you're really going to start out $25 a game, that's what I would do. And then, oh, wow, I went 7-1 this week. Now you got money where you can double down in certain spots or continue to build your bankroll.
Yep.
That's my suggestion.
Okay. Question for the pod. Can you explain a bit more about what is meant by it's about the number, not the team?
Explain that, Dan.
Okay, pretty simple. When you're betting, you should be betting teams based upon numbers, not teams. So I don't go into it saying, oh, the Celtics are only -2. Oh, I like the Celtics because it's the Celtics. I'm looking at the number. So it's the number. The value on the number matters to me more than the actual team, okay? So a perfect example, TCU, Texas. Joe goes, oh, Texas must be a -1 favorite. Oh, no, they're -7. I'm looking at that number saying, that's a big number for Texas to cover. Maybe I should look into that. Maybe I like that.
And they want money on both sides, too.
Right.
So the money should be on Texas.
Or no, the money should be on TCU. The money will be on TCU.
Yes.
They're good. They want you to bet on TCU. It's about taking the number, finding the value.
The smart money, though, is on Texas.
Agreed. So it's about where you value your number. Where your number. Okay. Let's see. What off the grid sports do you regularly bet? And can you start posting those plays?
I like tennis.
I suck at tennis. I used to play. I played tennis. I suck at tennis. I've never been good at betting it. And we started telling you we're gonna start putting out less unless we start getting more listens. So we're not gonna be putting out more.
Well, we bet UFC, sometimes golf, We talked about the Oscars a couple of weeks. We bring them up on the show.
Cricket. Cricket.
Tipped off.
Soccer.
It was a tip.
NHL. Oh, NBA. Soccer.
Oh, my God. Dude, I love it.
We bet everything.
EPL. Yeah, but if we're going to bet on it, we talk about it on the podcast.
Okay. Basically, another question. When should you feel comfortable upping your unit size? And my answer is never. It should always be based upon a percentage of your bankroll. So, one unit, 1% to 3%. So, therefore, you are always betting 1% to 3%. You never have to worry about when to up your bankroll because you're always betting 1% to 3%. Pretty simple. It is a sliding scale, so therefore, you will always be upping or downing based upon how you're doing. That's how I bet it.
Patience.
Okay. Joe says patience. Going into tourneys, how do you pick spots, teams, trends, and neutral sites?
Can we talk about this?
Yes.
Murray State, Jacksonville State. We just talked about it.
Yep.
Who owns that conference? Murray State.
Murray State, yeah.
Who's the better team this year?
Ooh,
probably Jacksonville. Who's favored tonight with heavy chalk?
Murray, and it's neutral site.
And why do they need that? Because they need them to go to the tournament.
Murray State's going to get a lot of help from the refs.
There you go.
So, again, it's about picking spots, finding spots. Again, I just because a team is good and better than the other team record-wise doesn't necessarily mean that that's the way they're going to play.
I'll tell the story another time, but I one time doubled up on Murray State through the whole entire tournament because they had Isaiah Cannon at the time. And I 1,000, 2,000, and I nailed every single one of them.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this. Look at how a team played a team in the regular in the two meetings prior. If a bad team beat a good team already earlier in the year, chances are they have a good chance of doing it again. It's just history. Okay, moving on. I don't know. Can we talk about following the money?
Can I give you an example of that? Last night, a lot of money came in on UConn at home versus Temple. I faded it.
It's a very fishy spot.
And I won. But the money, I call that reverse line movement because it started going Temple's way. Then before the game, it went towards the home team.
Yeah.
I call that reverse line movement. I actually had this conversation with somebody today.
Interesting. So baseball coming up, any betting advice? We'll definitely get into baseball.
We're going to do a baseball preview.
Yeah, don't worry about baseball. We'll get into baseball. We're getting asked about the Masters from Cam and Todden, friend of the station.
I have a friend who's very good at this, I will inquire.
Okay, we'll get to the Masters. Don't worry about that. Without giving away your system, where do you start handicapping college basketball for totals or money line bets? Oh, he also says F Marquette.
I didn't hear the question though.
Without giving away your system, where do you start handicapping college basketball for total or money line bets?
I honestly just look at it, and then I look at how they played previously, and are they a good 3-point shooting team, foul shot team, things like that.
I use too many metrics to start.
Dan, we should talk about this, but there is you can purchase a system that will do this.
Yeah, I won't do that. I created my own, and it's been
You should go buy your own.
Yes, created my own. It's been very, very successful. I'll tell you this right now. The best thing is to stop valuing win-loss records and start looking more at home road splits. They're way more important than you think. Okay, and especially for totals pace. I mean, pace
is huge.
We got
one more here, Dan.
One more. I'm trying to find a good one. What are some pay sites that are worth it for obtaining more information? Game lines, trends, is the Action Network worth the purchase or monthly yearly subscription? I don't know about you. I'm a member of Sports Insights purely for opening lines. That's what matters to me the most. They track all these opening lines. To me, that's valuable information, and therefore I like that.
I would not pay for it, but if you're a beginner, it might be worth it.
I mean, I'm not a beginner, and I use it all the time.
Yeah, I just don't pay. I don't need to pay for it, but hey, some people love KenPom too, right?
Yeah, KenPom. Everyone loves KenPom for college basketball. People asking us about future bets in the tournament. Again, we'll get to that when the tournament happens. We're not going to give that away right now. Why would we do that? So,
all right, Dan, we took it to the window.
Took it to the window.
We'll do more questions next week. I'm on time constraints.
Well, yeah, Joe's on time constraints. So I'm going to leave the unanswered questions for next week.
There you go.
Okay? Unanswered questions will be answered next week, okay?
All right, so we did it all there. We got two PPs. You're going to have to listen to the podcast to find out what those PPs were.
I had three in hockey, so we have five PPs this week.
Five? 5 PPs on the podcast this week.
Yep.
Holy crap. All right. I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifshatz. We'll be back next week over on the 985.
Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.